mean, I was afraid of, you know, pricking too many balloons, you know, spoiling hopes and aspirations. But the thing is that I felt that the mystical side, the iconic side of Joy Division and Ian's deification, if you like, had been done to death. Literally done to death. And it felt to me, when I mean, what happened was that I read one book about Joy Division too many. I read Mick Middles' book about Joy Division with Lindsay Reed, and I just thought, it's time that somebody who was there all the time wrote about it. And the thing is, spurred on by the success of the Hacienda book, you know, I felt as if I was in a position to be able to relax and enjoy telling the story. Yeah. Because, I mean, it is a fantastic story. And, you know, to an author, as I am now, it's amazing what gravity that carries. To be given four fantastic stories, as I have, which is Factory Records, The Hacienda, Joy Division and New Order.
Mm.
Really, for me to recount those stories, I'm going to win every time. You know, I mean, they are very unique and very unusual happenings in music.
Mm. Well, I'm sure there's another two books in you at least then.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to do a New Order one, to be honest with you, because it's going to be quite ordinary in the way that, like, a Motley Crue book is, or the way you'd expect a normal group autobiography to be, with Dirty Secrets and Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll, and I really didn't want to do that. But when they reformed without me in the way that they did, I literally did think,